During today's Angelus address, the Holy Father reflected on the readings for the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, focusing on the theme of vocation.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, nelle letture bibliche di questa domenica, la seconda del tempo ordinario, emerge il tema della vocazione.
He spoke about the call of the prophet Samuel in the first reading and the call of the first disciples of Jesus in the Gospel. Both of these stories, he said, emphasize the person who plays the role of mediator, helping those who are called to recognize the voice of God and to follow it. With that thought in mind, he emphasized the critical role of a spiritual guide in the journey of faith, and in particular in responding to a religious vocation in the service of God and his people. The Pope recalled that a vocation often comes from the witness and suggestion of a spiritual older brother, often a priest, without forgetting the fundamental role of parents, whose joyful and authentic faith and whose conjugal love show their children that building one's life on the love of God is both beautiful and possible.
Cari amici, preghiamo la Vergine Maria per tutti gli educatori, specialmente i sacerdoti e i genitori.
He prayed that all educators, but especially priests and parents, should have a deep understanding of the importance of their spiritual role in helping young people not only to grow and to thrive, but to respond to God's call. After the Angelus, Pope Benedict noted that today is the World Day of Migrants and Refugees. He recalled the millions of refugees, men, women, and children, young and old, who are searching for a place where they can live in peace. And he reminded the faithful that the theme of the day, migration and the new evangelization, means that migrants are not only the recipients of the new evangelization, but are also witnesses of the gospel in the contemporary world. The Holy Father then greeted the representatives of the migrant community in Rome, who were present in St. Peter's Square.
In questo contesto sono lieto di rivolgere un cordiale saluto ai rappresentanti delle comunità migranti di Roma, oggi presenti in Piazza San Pietro. Benvenuti.
Finally, the Pope looked ahead to the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, which begins this Wednesday, January 18th, and continues through to the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul on January 25th. He called on the faithful to join together to pray to God for the gift of full unity amongst all the disciples of Christ. As he concluded his Angelus address, the Holy Father greeted pilgrims from around the world, including English-speaking pilgrims and visitors, and offered them his blessing.
I offer a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors, present this Angelus prayer. I wish all of you a good Sunday. May God bless you.